All fishermen used to pay a 1% tax on their gross revenue to support the statewide efforts of the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute. However, lawmakers removed that tax in 2004. Instead, they allowed fishermen to form 12 regional seafood development associations across the state. Each gear group in each region can vote to tax themselves to support their RSDA's programs. The state's approved RSDA for Southeast is Southeast Alaska Rainforest Wild. Interim Executive Director Elizabeth Dubowski recently met with Gillnetters in Petersburg. She said an RSDA's sole purpose is to help fishermen make more money.
And that could be done a variety of ways. It could be done through marketing. It could be done through new infrastructure, improvement and development. It could be through education and onboard training. It could be research and development, you know, helping fishing game, make sure you guys have the right escapement goals and things like that. It could basically be anything.
There are three other RSDAs in the state so far. Gillnetters with the Associations for Bristol Bay and Copper River have already voted to assess themselves 1% of their gross sales. Alusha, an RSDA for the Alaska Peninsula, is expected to hold its own assessment vote in the fall, according to Dubowski. Dubowski explained that an RSDA's elected board of directors uses input from member fishermen to decide how the assessment money should be spent.
You know, in Southeast would be a representative from each of the Southeast communities, one at-large member, and they would decide where the money goes, what the priorities are, and what direction the RSDA will head in. And, you know, so it's really up to the board, and it's up to you guys, the fishermen, to communicate, you know, your needs and priorities to the board. So communication's really important for this to be effective and to get you guys what you want.
Rainforest Wild held a self-assessment vote for Gillnetters in 2006. About half of the 400 or so permit holders cast ballots, and it failed by an 8% margin. At the time, some supporters attributed the loss to a lack of outreach from the association. Dubowski said since then there's been more interest among the fleet.
Last year, fishermen started to approach the interim board of directors and said, hey, now that I learned more about RSDAs and what they could do, I want to vote yes. I voted no last time, but now I understand it, and this could actually be a great thing and is worth a try. So that's what initiated the assessment vote that we're facing now this spring.
Rainforest Wild has 8 interim board members from Wrangell, Petersburg, Haines, Ketchikan, and the Pacific Northwest. If the fleet passes the assessment vote, they'll get to vote for a new board. The RSDA is not limited to Gillnetters. For instance, if Southeast Saners decided to tax themselves, they could also join the group. Dubowski estimated a 1% tax on Gillnetters would bring in about $160,000 a year, but the organization would ideally use that money to leverage bigger sources of funding.
You know, for one community, that might be a decent amount of change, but you spread that out over Southeast, and that's not a lot of money. So the real priority is going to be, how do we take that 160 and turn it into a few million, which is really possible. Given economic stimulus dollars floating around out there right now, given that the EPA has this program for, you know, new engines and things like that, you know, it would be pretty easy to turn that $160,000 into a lot of money that could actually do real things for you on your boat.
If enough members of the gear group decide they no longer want to fund the organization at some point in the future, Dubowski said they could hold another vote to revoke their self-assessment tax. One of the questions Dubowski heard in Petersburg and elsewhere in the region is whether the RSDA is mainly aimed at helping fishermen who market their fish directly to consumers and retailers, rather than those fishermen who go the traditional route of selling to processors. At the same time, some direct market fishermen have questioned how the group could help them, since they already do their own promotions. Dubowski emphasized that the RSDA is not only about marketing.
You know, you start looking at some of the federal dollars out there, whether it's helping fishermen get more fuel-efficient engines. I mean, that's something very real the RSDA could do. And it doesn't matter who you're selling to or if you're a direct marketer or whatever. I mean, if it's boat improvements, if it's helping you cut your costs, I mean, that's something that could help everyone.
15 or so people turned out to the recent meeting in Petersburg, which wasn't too bad considering the unusually good weather outside at the time. The group was pretty supportive of the self-assessment. Gillnetter Jim Whitethorn.
Well, I think if it offers something to all the Gillnetters in Southeast that would help on the marketing and the, you know, of our products, I think it'd be well worth it if we can, you know, figure out some ways to do it that will benefit everybody.
Whitethorn also sees it as an opportunity to secure more funding for fishing infrastructure improvements and other efforts, like reducing fuel costs. Another Gillnetter, George Mintel, said he voted for it last time around and plans to vote for it again.
it's a tool for the gillnet fleet to use, and we don't have a whole lot of those.
Gillnetter Bob Martin sees marketing as the main benefit of the RSDA, and he's hopeful it could help benefit the whole fleet. Martin is in favor of trying the assessment. At the same time, he acknowledges there's still skepticism among his fellow fishermen who wonder if they'll get a return on their money. Martin believes they'll at least get back what they put in.
I think it's worth a shot, at least. I think we'll probably, it's hard to measure, but I think it's, we'll probably get at least 1% back.
Southeast gillnetters are receiving ballots for the proposed 1% self-assessment in the mail through early May. They must be mailed back by June 16th. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.